Well, Ardil had a little bit of time to consume that and take it in.
We have, Tom. I suppose we're still a bit disappointed, you know, but I suppose the second half performance against the Wanda and the way the things went, the two men off, like, it's probably a more encouraging performance today than it was last week, you know, although the defeat's a bit heavier. But now we know we're at the working stage, we know Armagh was good, and I'd say the two men getting sent off, it sort of suited Armagh with they had the one and the space was there for them, and then the man sent off second halfway through the second half. But look, Tom, we showed some spirit and stuff today, and we know where we're at, we know what we have to build on for the future.
We'll come to the sendings off in a minute, but the first half it was very encouraging. Probably didn't make enough hay in the first half playing with the wind, because the wind was a factor.
No, that's true. Like, we dropped a few balls short, you know, we had a couple of goal opportunities, and really and truly we should have took more scores, you know, and with a one like that we should have sort of opened the gap a wee bit, which we were deserving to do that, you know, and we kept our man in it, and we knew in the second half it's always going to be an uphill struggle, and which it proved to be. Like, it's, you could hardly buy a score out today against that one, but we knew ourselves we should have done more in the first half. But
you would have been happy at half time, were you?
Oh, I'd have been very happy with the performance, the way the people were playing, you know, but it's just the scores was letting us down, you know. But no, I was happy with the performance, especially when we came out of the blocks from last week, you know, and the boys had a hunger there, and there were a lot of positives in it, Tom, definitely was.
Sendings off, Paddy was the first of them to a straight red. The Armagh man got a straight red as well. What did you make of them, first of all?
Well, I suppose whatever you say now, it's always sour grapes, and you always blame the decisions. Like, but really and truly, you got to question some of those decisions the other day. Like, you know, Paddy Hannigan, your man, was a bit of handbags, a bit of wrestling. And I don't know what. I know ourselves, we're going to appeal it, and I know Armagh's going to appeal it. And really and truly, like, it's kind of ruined the game for no real need, you know. So
And as
for the second one, it's
Joe's second yellow, but still,
I just don't even understand it, Tom. And Joe doesn't even, it wasn't even him made the tackle. That's the mad thing about it. But listen, that's the decision was made, and we have to play with it. And sometimes we just sort of, you got to take what you're getting in the decision, Mark, and to us, so it wasn't good today. No.
Yeah. What was he going to say? Jack O'Loughlin went off in the first half. It was a blood sub, but he didn't come back on. What happened?
No, Jack got a wee cut under his chin, so he did, but he's actually taken off for a concussion. He's just showing signs of concussion there at half time, and the doctor, Frank Fogarty, he decides the best and safest approach to have is just with the thing. So now he should be okay, like a bit of concussion, but he should recover all right.
And I suppose the Armagh second goal in the middle of the second half really killed the game, didn't it?
We knew, Tom, we were staying with them. We were kind of hoping for a couple of scores to bring us back in it, but that second goal really just once that's an uphill battle after that, and we're kind of chasing the game at that stage.
You're not one for making excuses, I know, but you know, we can't get away from the fact that you were without Danny Cullen today. You lost Kevin Campbell as well from last week, and obviously Enda McDermott and Jamesy Donnelly are long term out as well.
Listen, we're trying to keep the positive side out, Tom. Like, and we are missing a lot of players, and like Ronan McDermott broke his finger the day in the first half, you know, which people didn't see too. So we are missing a lot of players. Like, and Kevy was out at short notice, you know, and we're missing a lot of senior players, a lot of boys that probably a bit of experience there. But listen, the young boys there, and we're giving them their chance, and they're showing well, you know. But maybe sometimes it just takes a wee bit of experience to get you over the line. But as we sit in the change room today, it's not the summer yet. We're not finished this season, and we know we're the building stage, you know. It's our second game against a good Armagh side, and like, we know where we're at, and we know that we're improving all the time. So
The one thing I noticed today, I thought Armagh were a little bit more physically stronger too.
They are, Tom, like, and that's what traditionally they've always been that wee bit, and they also have the strength in the tackle, and they're a wee bit bulkier and everything. And you know, we I suppose, I know it's just a lot of smaller men on our team, you know, and that's just the way
younger
it is.
Younger men as well, obviously.
Younger, lighter men, you know, and so we're trying to do the strength and conditioning, we're trying to work on it, and you just don't get that in 5 or 6 weeks, so. But we know what we have to strive for, like, and that's where we're
so
heading.
2 weeks in, no need to panic yet.
Listen, before the game, as someone said to me one time, said you'd nearly be betting Donegal not to win a game, but we're still trying to prove that wrong, and the season's not over yet, and we're still confident we can, and we will get a result along this league campaign, but season's far from over, Tom.
Look, thanks a million. Hard luck, Ireland.